The Cowley County Sheriff's Office is investigating two separate cases of cattle theft in the northwest part of the county. First case reported on September 12th, and the second was reported this past Tuesday. A total of 30 head of cattle were stolen. 6:39 now, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. It is time for our commodities update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted.
I thought we were in the old west for a while. Have a story this morning out of Cowley County. A couple of rustling thefts going down there in the past couple of weeks. Is that common? Very common on ranches around Kansas?
I would not call it common, but I do think that we're seeing more of it due to the fact, and I heard this on that same report you're talking about, the price of cattle right now. They're high priced, but it gets harder and harder to pull it off without getting caught because there's so much checking at sale barns and so forth on brand identification and so forth. But I had not heard of anything lately till I heard this report.
And you know what? What's interesting, if you're in the theft business, you're stealing from people. You got to do something with that what you steal. You got to fence it. You got to find somebody who'll buy it. And you know, if you try to take that to a legitimate dealer, and you're going to be in trouble. So there's got to be some sort of black market for it. Maybe not. Maybe they're just taking it for their own use, huh?
It's a possibility, but like they was talking about in this report, they were stealing like 10 at a time or so. So they're not doing that for their own use. They're finding a place to get rid of them.
Okay, what kind of a truck would you have to have a trailer to get them out of? A big one?
Well, what's really interesting about it is today rustling has become a lot easier because we have what they call portable corrals. They're on wheels. You pull up to a location and you can expand them out into a corral in just a matter of minutes, and you have a catch pin there that you can drive cattle into, load them into the back of a gooseneck trailer or a big semi, whichever, and it is so much easier than what it used to be. Used to, you just about had to have a place that had corrals sitting there so you could load them up. And now with these portable corrals, you can go around and pretty much do it on your own.
How about that? All right. You don't say it's common, but it's not unheard of. We'll put it that way, right?
That's exactly right.
Six, even Ted, and in the studio this morning, special guest with us this morning, Drew Brenner is with us. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Fine. Oh, and Dan O'Neill's also here.
Where?
Yeah. He's giving you a little moral support there, huh?
Well, yeah, a little bit. Okay. You know, I'm kind of excited Dan's with me because we got some things to talk about this morning.
Tell us about it. You got a storytelling festival?
We do. So the Medical Loan Closet is hosting Wichita's very first ever Tall Tales Festival for the Tall Tales Festival Storytelling Festival, which is usually typically in Downs, Kansas, but we're bringing it here to Wichita this Saturday. So Dan's going to be one of our guest judges, and I'm super excited about that. And Dan's been one of our volunteers at the Loan Closet for many, many years now, and I told him I needed a volunteer, and he said, I'm in. So, you know.
And here we are. And the thing is, this is not just for contestants to, you know, become a qualifier for the big grand prize that'll be coming up in April, but anybody that wants to come out and listen to these tall tales, they can also participate in the judging because the audience will have slips that they can put in, and the judges will take that into consideration as well. So it's an all hands on deck kind of affair.
So what's the definition of a tall tale?
Well, I'm glad you asked me that because you remember stories like Paul Bunyan. And of course, well, every year we celebrate the River Festival.
Wind Wagon Smith.
That qualifies as a tall tale.
Okay.
And it's usually a story that has something to do with an individual, has a little bit of truth into it, and then it gets, you know, blown all out of proportion. It's kind of like, you know, the Steve McIntosh story, you know, being born in a covered wagon on the prairies of Kansas. And
actually, it was a log cabin.
And that very first day, you know, Steve was enamored by the Native Americans who were sending smoke signals telling the world of his arrival. So he invented radio and made a big career of it.
See, there's an example of some real crummy tall telling.
But if it wasn't for that, you never would have gotten to meet Burt Ward and interview him in the bathroom.
Got to meet Burt Ward, yep.
In his underwear, you know. I mean,
I got to interview that little girl that was in The Exorcist.
Okay.
That was not a tall tale. That was frightening. Okay, so a tall tale. Now, this has been, where's this been in the past?
So it's in Downs, Kansas, and it's usually, the small town of Downs, and it's usually held in April. That's when the actual storytelling festival is, the Kansas Storytelling. But the Tall Tales qualifier is here in Wichita this Saturday from 1 to 3 at the Indian Center. And if you've never been to the Indian Center, you should go. It's a really cool thing. And come Saturday and hang out with us and listen to a very lost art. You know, storytelling is really a lost art. So we're wanting to bring that back. And, you know, I kind of like listening to
one of these days, radio news will be a lost art.
It is. Festival. It's a sad thing. So
Tell us about the closet while we've got you here.
So the Medical Loan Closet, we are organization that helps people with medical equipment and supplies. So if you need crutches, canes, walker, wheelchairs, Dan's cane that he walks with, we provided that for him to no cost, little to no cost, and we help those in need with medical equipment.
Yeah. So there you go. And Dan sometimes will hit little old ladies with that cane.
Sometimes. I've witnessed that.
At the Dylan story, he does that quite.
Exactly. That's another tall tale.
All right, Ted, if you had to tell a tall tale, who would you tell
them? I wanted to ask, how many did people have to sign up in advance, or do you know how many people will be there tomorrow telling their tales?
So far I have 4 people that are registered. Okay. But, again, I think that if you guys show up and you want to tell a tall tale, it's 5 to 7 minutes is what we ask for, and then the judges will judge it and send it on your way. And then the winner of Saturday will get to be a storyteller at the Storytelling Festival in Downs in April. So
I wouldn't be very good at it. I don't know how to exaggerate.
There are several people in this room that may disagree with that.
Fine.
Well, I think we all can tell a tall tale. I mean, I'm pretty good at it, too. So.
You can come up with something. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Drew, hey, thanks for being with us. And also Dan O'Neill, who sometimes gets up before 9 o'clock in the morning, but this is one of those days.
And sometimes I don't.
I would say it's good to see you, but that would be a tall tale. A piece of boxing history is going up for sale.
I'm going to float like a butterfly and sting like a bee. His hands can't hit what his eyes can't see.
Muhammad Ali's refusal to sign his Vietnam-era military draft card upended the boxing champ's life and added a powerful voice to the anti-war movement. There's a blank line on the card where Ali was supposed to sign in 1967, but refused. It triggered a chain of events that disrupted his storied boxing career, but immortalized him outside the ring as a champion for peace and social justice. The auction house Christie's says it will hold the online sale in October, and the document could fetch $3 to $5 million. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
KNSS News time now, 6:09, 9 minutes past 6 o'clock.